Batteries. Oh, that's much better. Anyway. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Of all the passages in all the books in all the Bible, the one that hits home with me, and it's not even my favorite, but the one that hits home the most with me is when Martha looks at Jesus and says, "If you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. To have that kind of faith, that kind of conviction, to look at your best friend and say, if you had been here, if you'd shown up when we called for you, my brother would still be among the living. And then to continue, but I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. Wow. And Jesus says to her, he said, well, your brother will rise again. And she says, well, I know that he'll be with you in paradise. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. I know that he will know God face to face. I know that the promises you have been teaching are true. Which is not exactly what Jesus said. And then Jesus continues and he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though they die. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, God's Son, the one who is coming into the world. It's not exactly the same thing, is it? It's not exactly. There's still some disconnect there between what Jesus is saying and what Martha is hearing and responding with. Right? It's not exactly connecting. We're a little off here. Grandma, because remember, we're talking about the things Grandma Wilma used to teach me. Grandma used to tell me that faith and belief, while similar, are not exactly the same thing. We can say we have faith in something. We can say we believe something or believe in something, and it's not necessarily the same thing, right? Webster's Dictionary gives us that faith is your allegiance to a duty or a person, your loyalty, fidelity to one's promise, sincerity of intentions. I have faith in certain things. I have faith that so-and-so is going to come through for me. I have faith that certain things are going to come to pass. Belief, on the other hand, is that state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed in someone. Faith is the action of believing, and believing and belief is understanding what those things are. And so when Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though they die, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you have the confidence that what I am saying to you is true? Do you have what it takes to listen and understand and take to heart the words that I am saying? How different would it be if Jesus had said, do you have faith in this? How different would it be if Jesus had said, do you have faith in this? Faith is about what you do in response. Belief, or at least as far as I'm concerned, belief is what God does in you, right? So it's wonderful to believe certain things and have certain beliefs, and it's wonderful to have faith in certain things. But are we making sure they line up? And that's the deeper lesson that Grandma used to teach me and that we get from Martha's story, is that she had absolute faith. There was not a doubt in her mind that if Jesus had shown up, Lazarus wouldn't have died. She had absolute, undoubted loyalty to the idea that Jesus was the person who could achieve this. She had absolutely no doubts that if Jesus had shown up 4 days before he did, they wouldn't be having a funeral. She held on to that. And when he didn't show up, and when he wasn't there and Lazarus died, I have to imagine that both she and Mary felt a little let down by the person they thought Jesus was. I have to imagine, as a sister who has buried a brother, I have to imagine, I have a bit of feeling about this, that when Lazarus was in that final illness, and they called for Jesus, and Jesus delayed. Read back farther in chapter 11. Jesus delayed coming. He could have been there. Physically could have been there. But he waited. And I have to believe that that shook Martha and Mary's faith. I have to believe that in their human fallibility, in that depth of grief over the loss of brother, in that moment they just didn't quite feel like they always had before, right? I have to imagine that right there in that instance, they were a little questioning this person they thought was the Christ. How true is that of the other things that test our faith, right? They talk about when our faith is tested, when our belief system is tested, right? And it's when something comes and shakes us up. It's when those events happen that shake us right to the core and make us question the things we thought we believed. We question those things we thought we could take for gospel truth. We question those deep-seated, have had since birth thoughts about who God is and how God relates to us. I cannot be the only person in this room who's had those moments, right? I cannot be the only person in the room that has thought, if only the footprints had shown up in the sand at this moment, I would not have had to walk through that trial. Can I get an amen? When I have had these moments where I'm going, if you would only show up, if you had only decided to come down from your cloud and be here amongst us dwellers of earth, this terrible whatever would not have happened. Ooh, how many of us grew up with the thought that you can't get mad at God? Be honest. I had it for a minute until somebody said, why can't you be mad at God? He's got big enough shoulders, right? And I think that's where we get with Martha and Mary, because you notice Mary stayed in the house. I can't even look at him. I can't even talk to him. I can't even deal with him right now. And Martha ran out to see him and said, if you'd been here, we wouldn't be having this problem. And Jesus hears her. This is also the part when you remember back farther in this same story. This is where we get the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. He felt it. He heard that Lazarus had died before he got there, and he wept. He cried. He felt the pain. And he showed up to see his sisters from different misters, and she listened and took that anger that Martha had and said, if you'd been here, he wouldn't be dead. But I know you can ask God to raise him from the dead, and we can put this all behind us, because I know God will give you what you ask for. It's the struggle as old as time. It is the same, if we're honest, it is the same path we all walk. It is the same trouble we've all had. And Jesus looks at her and says, your brother will rise again. And she goes, yeah, okay. After we've crucified you and you raised from the dead, and on the third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven. Yeah, okay. That's not doing anything for me now, Jesus. She goes, yeah, I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Yeah, I'm okay. I know what you've taught. And he says, listen, Martha, listen. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, God's Son, the one who is coming into the world. Yes, Jesus, yes, Lord, I believe what you have taught me. I believe the things that have come through and have been ingrained in my mind and written on my heart. I believe the things that you have taught about the new heaven and the new earth and the way things will be different because of who you are. I'm having a struggle right now with what's going on right in this minute. I'm having a struggle right now not being angry with you because you didn't follow through with who I thought you should be. And there's a key to hold on to and to put on your key ring of the things you know about your faith. God shows up when God is supposed to show up in the ways God is supposed to show up. We have a hard time being patient enough waiting for God to move when God is going to move. We have a problem being patient enough to wait for God to do what God is going to do, what God has always planned he was going to do. We have a problem being patient with God when he doesn't show up when we think he should. And when we're busy doing, you didn't show up, we're not paying attention to the hands that are on the shoulders going, I've been here the whole time. I haven't left. I've always been here. I want each of us, myself included, this is a goal for this next week, which should be fun because I'll have the girls because it's Auntie Christina camp week. Do you want to do tie-dye and come on over? Anyway, what I need to work on and what I invite all of us to work on in this week and the weeks to come is being still long enough to feel that God is already, right? Being still long enough and stopping long enough to say, oh yeah, I feel his presence already. We know that later in this particular story in the scripture that Jesus turned around to the tomb and said, roll the stone away, and everybody thought he was nuts because Lazarus had already been in there 4 days and it's starting to smell a little bad. They opened, okay, Jesus, whatever, and they rolled the stone away, and Jesus stood there and said, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus rose from the dead and came walking out. And I have this image in my head that he was all wrapped up, right? He's got the mummy, hi, here I am. You imagine the look on Martha's face when Lazarus came out of the tomb? Not that it necessarily did anything for her increase in faith, but absolutely that she was like, whoa, behold the power of God. Hello. Roll the stuff, 4 days. I mean, four is not a typical biblical number, right? We've got threes, we've got sevens, we've got 40s. We don't have fours. Four is not a thing, right? Four is 1 day longer than Jesus was in the tomb. He comforts Martha. He tells him to roll the stone away, and he says, Lazarus, come out. There was no laying on of hands. There was no, let me go in and see what I can do. No, I was stand out here in a tomb down there. Lazarus, come on. God works what God is going to work in God's time. He always does. But we, like Martha and like Esther and like Ruth and like so many other people that we read about in the Bible and so many other people who we have met and who we love and care about, we have to learn patience. We have to learn how to wait on the Lord. There's a song, Wait on the Lord and Be of Good Courage, right? We have to learn to wait. God's always going to show up in God's time. God's always going to do God's purpose in God's time. God does not have a wristwatch to let him know that at 11:20, we have to do this. That's just not how he works, right? Faith is what we do because of what we believe, right? We believe certain things about God. We have faith to act on them. We have faith to live a life that acts on it. Grow enough faith to be patient. It's worth it in the end. Amen.